Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome to Pop Law Podcast, presented to you by Revolt Podcast Network. I'm your host, Desiree, and I'm still not your attorney. This is the Pop Law Breakdown. Pop Law Breakdown is a segment of the show that breaks down the law related to the topic of our guest episodes. On this episode of Pop Law Breakdown, I will be diving into RICO laws as applied to the criminalization of hip-hop lyrics. On the episode with Jerome, we discuss how the criminalization of hip-hop lyrics impacts the livelihood of Black artists. Now let's delve into how RICO laws impact their livelihood. The Racketeer, Influence, and Corrupt Organizations Act, also known as RICO, is a United States federal law that provides for extended criminal penalties and a civil cause of action for acts performed as part of an ongoing criminal organization. States also have their own versions of RICO. This law passed in 1970 and was originally created to take down the mafia. Since then, the law has been used to control and prosecute members of the mafia, the Hells Angels motorcycle gang, Operation Rescue, an anti-abortion group, and now rappers. Under RICO, a person who has committed at least two acts of racketeering activity drawn from a list of 35 crimes, 27 federal crimes, and 8 state crimes within a 10-year period can be charged with racketeering if such acts are related in one of four specified ways to an enterprise. Some of these crimes include illegal gambling, bribery, kidnapping, murder, money laundering, counterfeiting, embezzlement, drug trafficking, slavery, and other business practices. Those found guilty of racketeering can be fined up to $25,000 and sentenced up to 20 years in prison per racketeering count. Sometimes alleged criminals can face life in prison. In addition, the racketeer must forfeit all ill-gotten gains and interest in any business gained through a pattern of racketeering activity. When analyzing RICO, two definitions stick out to me. The first being the definition of a person. The definition of a person is any individual or entity capable of holding a legal or beneficial interest in property. The second definition of enterprise includes any individual, partnership, corporation, association or other legal entity and any union or group of individuals associated in fact, although not a legal entity. These definitions are problematic because the definition of a person specifically relates to property and enterprise call-outs to groups. So it is essentially prohibiting folks from having groups of friends or crews or entourages, which is typically in hip-hop. Hip-hop artists should not be penalized for being successful and bringing their friends to enjoy the fruits of their labor. Let's look at this another way. Let's say hip-hop lyrics weren't considered factual recounts of real crimes, but instead as inciting violence so there's no protections and we could use the lyrics as evidence of inciting a riot. Is the former president or other politicians that did in fact incite a riot and violence subject to RICO laws? Are all those thugs in jail? No. The ones who are in jail are rappers who are creative storytellers, not the people who actually incited violence and riots. RICO laws make it illegal for a person in an enterprise that they deem criminal to generate income, own businesses, or own property. If the government believes that a person generated money, businesses, or property in an illegal manner, they have the right to subject that person to criminal and or civil penalties. The president and those politicians and those thugs who stormed the Capitol still have their property and their businesses. Let's look at these criminal penalties. Under criminal penalties, a person loses all of their personal property and real property to the United States. State laws may allow people to keep their property, but you have to look at that state law. The law also prevents a person from turning over any of the property that was seized to family, friends, or any other person. The state can auction off the property, but no one connected to the person penalized under RICO can recover the property. Civil penalties include restraining orders, preventing the enterprise or group or friends from further communicating, 3x money damages to any victims, including attorney fees, and if convicted on the criminal side, a person cannot deny any allegations in a civil suit. Ultimately, in part, RICO seems like a tactic to cripple Black wealth and prevent Black ownership. Today, rappers are making insane amounts of money, employing people, and buying lots of property. Criminalizing hip-hop lyrics appears to be a backdoor way of reimagining Tulsa, the Black Wall Street, Rosewood, and more. So if states are going to lock up rappers for their lyrics and garnish their property and assets, the money generated by these artists in connection with violent songs also need to be stripped from the record labels and other companies who profit off of Black violence while Black people sit in jail and they sit in boardrooms, mansions, and penthouses. Thank you for tuning in to Pop Law Podcast. This was the breakdown episode. For more Pop Law, please listen to Pop Law Podcast on Revolt Podcast Network. And be sure to tune in on the Revolt Podcast YouTube channel. We also can be found on Instagram at Pop Law Podcast. We can also be found at our website at www.poplawpodcast.com. Again, I'm your host, Desiree. This is Pop Law Podcast. And please remember, I am still not your attorney. Disclaimer, Pop Law Breakdown is strictly for entertainment and educational purposes and shall not be construed as legal advice.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.